last word on business.
With Forvis Mazars, expert corporate finance, tax and M&A services, driving your business growth. Visit forvismazars.ie.
Ian Guider of the Business Post is here with us. Now, there's been a lot of political controversy in recent weeks about what the government knew in advance of the general election as to the housing targets and whether they would be met or not. But now, if you look to the next few years, what is the central bank saying about the ability to meet the housing requirements?
Well, the central bank were one of the accurate forecasters last year that said the government wouldn't reach that target of 40,000 homes being built. And today, in their latest report, the central bank say it will be some time before that 40,000 figure will be hit. They've done an analysis looking at the next 3 years for housing, and they say that this year, 2025, the number of homes being built will be around 35,000, which is up from last year's just over 30,000, but nowhere near the level that the government have to get to meet that target of getting 300,000 homes being built over the lifetime of this government. And the central bank have been consistent for a number of years that we're continually undershooting. So this year they say 35,000, you'll get to 40 next year and 44 in 2027. That still leaves you way short of 300,000. You would actually have to build over the course of the final 2 years of the government's target 210,000 homes, over 100,000 per year.
That's not happening, is it?
Now, the central bank come up with a number of reasons why we're continuing to have this problem. One of the issues, they say, is the construction industry are not as productive enough. We're still building homes the way we did generations ago, and that they should be using more off-site methods of building apartments, where effectively you build them in a factory off-site and just connect them together. Use more modern methods.
Sort of Lego method, is it?
Pretty much so, and that is how apartments are being built. But it does depend on the actual builder out there. Like, you see, I'm sure there are people out there who see apartments go up quickly and houses go up quickly because lots of them are being made off-site and they're just assembled on the actual construction site. But others are still using the methods of many years ago. The other issue is the central bank are saying, look, we're not getting homes being built because we don't have enough zoned land. We don't have enough land being built on because it's not anywhere near the infrastructure, such as water, such as roads. All of these things are issues that should have been dealt with a decade ago when the housing crisis was beginning, but the central bank's view is we're still only tackling these issues now, and therefore it is still going to be some time before we catch up with. But Matt, we're talking about litigating last year's housing target. We should be talking about what's going on now over the next couple of years, because based on these forecasts from the central bank, we are still going to be in a couple of years' time talking about how far short of the actual targets we're going to be.
Now, let's go to something entirely different. Tell us about the Irish employee accused of being at the centre of a corporate espionage battle between two huge tech giants who locked himself in the toilet when he was asked to hand over his phone.
Yes, and this story is playing out back in the Irish courts again, and it has been an absolutely international sensational story. So this involves two tech companies none of us have heard of, let's be honest, but they are worth a fortune. They're worth over $10 billion each, a company called Rippling and another company called Deel. And Deel are alleging that Rippling placed an employee in their office so that they could steal data, that they could steal sales leads and get contact information, and this would allow them to gain an edge. And what happened was they planted a trap, a honey trap, something that happens in spy novels, by planting information that only this employee could know, that if he was using this information, it would only be him. And therefore, they were able to say, this person has been stealing the data and passing it on to our rival
company.
So
this is a version of Colleen Rooney and Jamie Vardy's wife.
Played out in the international business world. And this is serious because last week, this company Deel got a court order saying that we have found our person and we want to find him and stop him doing this. So they went up to the Irish courts on an ex parte basis and got a court order to allow them to stop this person from wiping the data from their phone. When they turned up in Rippling's office in Temple Bar last week, sought out this employee, he went to the bathroom, the person trying to serve him with the injunction followed him in and said, if you delete the data on your phone, this will be in breach of an order. The person said, I will take that chance, or words to that effect, and allegedly then decided to wipe the data off the phone and fled the office.
A bit like Rebecca Vardy dropping her phone into the North Sea.
This may have been dropped somewhere in the region of Temple Bar, but this has actually been back in court today, and the employee, and we can actually name him, Matt, because he has been named in court today and has appeared. It's a person called Keith O'Brien, and he has claimed in the High Court today that he was sorry for deleting the information on his phone or deleting the data on his phone, and that he has felt a lot of pressure and a lot of stress. He has been hounded by international journalists over the last week. This is serious, because these two companies, Rippling and Deal, fight in the area of HR software, and that they claim, Deal claims that Rippling have been stealing information, alleging that they've been taking information that has hit their business. This is something that is playing out in a huge lawsuit in the United States and now being played out here in Dublin.
Great story. Very briefly, tell us about why Ben & Jerry's chief executive is gone from his job.
Yes, this is a person called David Stever, and he claims in court that Unilever, which is the parent company of Ben & Jerry's, have interfered in the business by saying that he is too politically active, that the company itself should not be getting involved in political issues or social issues. Ben & Jerry's, when it was set up, says that it was an ethical company, that it would make policy stance, that it would interfere in things, it stopped selling ice cream in the occupied territories in the Middle East. But Unilever, apparently, according to David Stevens, are saying your activism is damaging the overall company's brand, particularly in the United States and around some of the comments around the Trump administration, and have therefore moved on this individual. Again, this will play out in a lawsuit, but this goes back to the original idea of Ben & Jerry's, that they set up this business. When they sold it to Unilever, they were told, well, we won't interfere, but now it appears something may be happening.
Thank you very much, Ian Guider from the Business Post.
The Last Word on Today FM.